The Obama administration is promising a national effort to regulate the ash generated at coal-burning power plants. That comes after a major coal ash spill in Tennessee in December. Environmental groups want the proposal to become law, partly because they say much more coal ash is about to be produced at power plants now under construction or recently completed. The major expansion of the Wee Energies plant in Oak Creek and the Wisconsin Public Service Weston plant are among those listed in a study by the Natural Resources Defense Council. NRDC attorney Patrice Sims says efforts by new plants to keep more mercury pollution from going up the smokestack may put more of the chemical into the waste fly ash.
So in some ways, the significance of the coal combustion waste will get more important as we move into the future, and these new plants could pose some unique risks which have not been associated with some of the existing fleet.
The NRDC says Wisconsin is now one of the filthy 15 states for coal waste, although the group's new study factors in the proposed Cassville power plant that the state PSC recently rejected. We Energy spokesman Brian Manthe says the question of whether the fly ash at the Oak Creek plant will contain more mercury isn't settled.
So we really don't know what the amount of mercury will be in the coal or the ash, or how it will be stored, how will it be taken care of at that point. And that's kind of what we're still looking at.
Manthe says We Energies also has a long record of landfilling fly ash, reburning it, or using it in cement. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.